Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm joined with co-host, Minister Teresa Sanders. Minister T, how are you doing this evening?
I am blessed. Praise God. He is truly worthy to be praised, just to be here one more day, just to be here with you all. I'm blessed and thankful. Blessed and thankful.
Okay, we have something special lined up this evening. We do have our first special guest. From Long Island, well, Nassau County, but New York City. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Always wanted to bring GQ Palace to New York City. So tonight we actually have a special guest. Her name is Pastor Sharina Butler. So I'm just going to bring her on real quick. Pastor Butler?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank God.
I'm excited. Just want to introduce you to my co-host, Minister Teresa Sanders.
God bless you, Minister. How are you, sis?
I am blessed. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us. I love listening to ministry, but just when you see a woman of God just walking in that power of agreement with our King, it really is a blessing. Yeah, I'm a little biased. I love female ministers. I do. So I love you, sis. I'm excited by having a woman on the line and just, you know, I love this. I really love this.
Amen. God be the glory.
Now, I don't know if you heard, you're actually our first special guest from New York City resides in New York City as we speak. You know, we've had special guests on, but some of them, you know, lived in New York City and then they moved. But you're our first, because I want to make sure everybody understands, you know. I believe Minister Weathersby, I think, is out of Delaware. And we've had some other ones that that reside in New York State, but you are our first from Long Island. So I'm excited.
I am excited.
I always, you know, part of the vision was, okay, let's see if we can, you know, branch it out, you know, all over. And we've been able to, you know, reach, you know, a nice, you know, fan base. But I'm excited to have someone on from Long Island. So that's important to me. But would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I'm honored. Glory and honor to God for him and his love towards me. And I just thank him for this space and this time. You have no idea. I am humbled right now at this opportunity just to come on and to be able to just share what God has done in my life and what God has really exposed me to and what he is continuing to do. And I'm nervous and I'm truly honored.
All right.
You have no idea. I feel like I want to cry. I feel like I want to shout. I got all mixed emotions going on, and I'm just really grateful because I realize that after all I've been through, I still got joy, and I realize that my serving today is not about me, but it's all about God. So I tell you, I do not take this lightly, and I do not take it for chance. And even when I accepted the call back in 2009, I've been raised up in the church all my life. I'm 40 years old. But when I accept the call into the office of pastor in 2009, it was God. It was nobody but God. And I just thank God for what he is doing and how he has opened up my eyes to many different things. And tonight I just want to, you know, as God has been giving me over the last couple of weeks, you know, he had my foundation scripture that he has been giving me was, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he's had me stay at that place of so love. And, you know, so love, you know, is where I've been these last couple of weeks, just sowing love, S-O-W, sowing seeds of love, because it was the so love that I'm here, despite of what I did and all the circumstances, you know, what people said I wasn't going to be and how, you know, tried to kill my purpose and tried to kill the plan. But I still stand today and say to God be the glory for all that he has done, because it was his love. It is his love that I am here today. And I just want to share that I was born and raised in a little small one-square-mile town in Roosevelt, and birthed in the ministry there, Mount Zion Temple Apostolic Church, is my foundation, where I came out of. And today I live in Providence, Rhode Island, but that's where I'm from. And I just recently, God sent me here for an assignment, and I've been here since July. So, but that's my home, and that's where I am mostly every other week, if not every 2 weeks, I'm in New York. But I just thank God for this space and this time, for being the first person who actually is from New York, but I'm not living there at the present moment. Just want to make that particular correction moving forward. Mm-hmm. I do want to just share, you know, before, you know, if I can just share for a few minutes my testimony.
Sure, go ahead.
About, it's an humbling testimony of what I've been through. And I realized that being a leader, how can I effectively minister to the people if I haven't gone through certain things to be able to reach them and meet them where they are? I didn't understand it then, but today God has truly given me an eye-opener, and I am truly grateful for every test and every trial that God has allowed me to go through. I received a call last week, I believe it was, Tuesday, no, I think it was last Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, from a young man. He called me to say, he said, you know, Pastor, he said, I just wanted to call you to tell you that you got out just in time, but God got me out just in time. And what he was referring to was where I used to live, at my house, everything that was on that block pretty much, because I lived down by the water. And it was, he said, it's just debris, a lot of debris. And he said, you know, you got out just in time. But I'm like, no, God got me out. But when I think back of when I was going through at my house, and I was struggling. I was struggling to make ends meet in that house. And I was just trying to hold on to it. And, you know, when God tells you something is finished, you have a hard time accepting it, like, because you're afraid of the shame that you're going to receive, and you're afraid of what people are going to say. Fear just took grip of me, because it seemed like my world was just tumbling down on me at that particular time. But I couldn't see the forest for the trees. I'm like, God, why is this happening to me? I mean, I was just losing. Stuff, and I was losing loved ones, and it was all, you know, at one time the impact came. So when God was telling me to leave, I was still trying to fight to stay. Mm-hmm. And I lost my home, and I remember just going through the pain of not having a place to stay, and I'm saying to my son, and it was my children that were my strength. You know, God was my strength, but he had my children there to minister to me, because my son said, I said, Lord, we're homeless. And my son said, no, Mommy, we're not homeless. And he said, we are not homeless. And I remember those 2 months being in that hotel room. It was the best 2 months that I ever had in my life. And being in there, being my children, we got closer to one another. And I learned to appreciate everything and everybody in their stead. I began to look at the people of God, everything around me. God gave me a total new perspective of life and why I'm here and what was my purpose. And so many times we get caught up in the carnal things, but God don't want us to get caught up in that. And I was caught up in it, you know, got to have the house, got to have the nice car and find this. And I couldn't see it then. So God had to strip some things away. He had to take it away to get my total attention on him. And I tell you, I thank him. I give him all the glory and the honor today. And I felt just like the Apostle Paul when he said in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse, he says, I know both how to be at peace, and I know how to be abound everywhere
and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So I thank God because it was God that allowed it to happen, but it was all for my good. And then in that 13th verse, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And it was God that allowed me to go through, and he just brought me through it. And I learned to appreciate my storm. I learned to go through it, trusting God every step of the way. And it was the hardest thing, you know, trusting him. But I had no choice.
Yeah.
I had no choice. I had to take my eyes off of man and everything and totally put my total confidence and trust in God. But it was a low place, but God brought me out. And today when I look back and I said, my God, I said, I might not have been here if I had stayed there and hold on to what God said was finished. So everything happens for a reason and a purpose. It's just how you're going to look at it and take it and say, okay, God, what do you want me to get from this? How can I go from here? So I just want to give him glory for that, and I just thank God for this space and this time to just give him glory and to just reflect on how he has brought us through. No matter what it looks like, God has a purpose and a plan for it, but just know that he's right there. He's right there. You're not alone. So that's what I wanted to share tonight and to the listeners that are listening. You know, there is purpose behind everything that God's allowed, that he allowed to come into our life. There is a reason. There is a reason. So we thank him for it tonight. That's what I wanted to share, my testimony.
Yes, yes,
to give God glory for that and what he is still revealing and how he's just, I'm just grateful tonight. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
You know, you're grateful, and we are humbly thank you. You know, we are thankful completely. And, you know, I like to say that sometimes it's, you know, we can't explain, you know, what God is doing or what plan he has for us. But the hardest part is accepting that our life is already destined, you know.
Yes.
God already has the plan already set out. It's up to us to live right, you know, and allow him to do what he does. And at the same time, we have to do what we have to do in order for us to be able to maintain, you know, and I thank you, you know, I thank you, and it's a touching, you know, testimony, and I'm happy, you know, that you allow God to be able to do his work, and you allowed him to, you listened to him, and allowed him.
And that's the key, you know, sis, that's the key. If I had not have obeyed, if I had not have just accepted it and just, could you imagine? And I'm like, God, I thank you. I truly, truly thank you. And then the door, even after the obedience, how, even after the loss and how he just gave me triple for what I lost. And I'm like, God, he gave me more than what I had before. And I'm like, wow, wow, wow. It's just a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But you can't see it when you're going through. You can't see it. You can't see it.
That's right.
Because you're blinded with the pain of you know, the fleshly desires, what we want, and the hurt. It's so hard to break that, you know, and that's the part that we all have to go through when God is wanting to, he wants to take something, get rid of some stuff that just, it hinders our growth. It hinders our progress in him. And he says, I got to strip some stuff away from you because it's hindering where I want to take you. I want to take you much further. But you can't see it now. But now I can look back and I say, thank you, Father.
Thank you. You know what? And you're absolutely right. We're going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to start taking some callers. And then I just want to share a story with you guys as well. So hold on one second. I'm going to go to a call, okay?
Okay.
Praise God.
Ooh.
to get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me.
I'm here.
Okay, Minister T, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to start taking some callers. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good this evening. We have Pastor Sharina Butler as our special guest this evening.
Okay.
Well, would you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for?
Yeah, sure. Hi, and you know my name is Martha Stevens. I'm 14 years old. I live in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm just thankful to be alive from today. I just thank God for just working in my life and just giving me one more day because I'm just so worn out, but you know what? God got it in his hands. I literally just gave everything to the Lord on this morning. I just thank God. Because when I looked back, I was about to give up today, and as I looked back, and after he healed me 7 years ago, I was like, I couldn't walk, talk, speak, or hear, and I was paralyzed on the right side, neck down. And as God just healed me when I was 7 years old, and when I just thought about it and what he brought me through and all this other stuff and what he did for me, it just lifted up my spirit. And I just thank God for that, because just the little things can just pick you up and tell you you can keep on going, because the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as I kept on reading that verse on this morning, I said, you know what, God, I can do it. I know I can with you. And I just kept on going, didn't stop. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't care if my brother's not going to do this. I don't care if my dad's not going to do this. I'm going to do this because I know God got something in store for me. And I thank God for just letting me look back over my life and look what he's done for me. And all I can say is hallelujah, because he's been so good to me.
Yeah, yeah, glory.
So I just thank God for it.
Glory. Glory to God, yeah.
You know, and I want to, I just want to just commend you with the Martha. You know, with you being, you know, young, you know, very young, and you sharing your testimony with us. You know, sometimes you have to just say, you know, a lot of things is out of my control, you know, and leave it up, you know, to God, because he already knows what's going to happen. You know, you just have to be willing to say, okay, you know what, I can do this. You know, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you, Lord, you know, and let him make the move.
Mm-hmm.
And when that spirit starts talking to you and you feel like, you know what, there's turbulence someplace, you know, you gotta learn how to sit in that corner and you pray, you meditate, you know, you make sure that you look to him for all the guidance. He's going to direct you. And being so young, and myself, I'll be 35 in January, and I tell you, I have to sit and I have to meditate. You know, I have to sit there, I have to pray, I have to pick up my Bible, and I have to remember that, you know, there's certain people you can help, there's certain people you can't help, but it's not for you to try and save everybody. You know, sometimes you have to reach out, offer assistance, and then if it doesn't work, you kind of got to fall back and pray about it. You know, God's already going to take care of it. You just pray on a little bit more. You know, so my words of encouragement is just, you know, pray on it. You know, just pray on it. Just pray to be able to accept the things that you cannot change, you know, and change the things that you must change.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, you know.
Yeah.
Pastor Butler, would you like to give her any words of encouragement?
Yes, I almost certainly do. And, you know, it's just timely that God even gave me that tonight, that particular scripture. I can do all things through Christ, and it's only through him that we can make it. It's through him that we stand. We got to realize it's not on nobody else that we stand. It says, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other grounds is sinking sand. But when I got Jesus, when I got him, I'm good. He is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my help.
Oh, God, my refuge. Yes. In him I put my trust.
Salvation.
It's all in him. It's all in him. It's in him. We live, we move. It's because of him. He makes everything possible. He does it. It is him. And I just thank God for you. 7 years old, God healed you. That's a miracle. We're witnessing a miracle. And I thank God for what he's already done. And I just want you to be encouraged. And tonight in 1 Peter, it says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I tell you, I just love the Lord tonight. He cares for us. He cares for the righteous cry, and he hears. So I just want you to know that God is here, and we're here. Just to encourage you, to let you know you are not alone. You're not alone. You are not alone. We give him all the thanks and praise because he deserves it. It is because of him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Minister T, you want to give some words of encouragement?
Praise God. I had to find my mute button. I put it on mute. I couldn't find the button. But praise God. I love to give a word of encouragement. I love the scripture the minister gave about I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because that's the first thing right there. It starts with what we believe. It starts with what we believe. So the first thing you have to do is just believe. And
definitely
what you're about to ask God for.
Amen.
You know, you got to truly believe in what you got to ask God for, about to ask God for. And so once you get that out of the way now, your belief has nothing to do with faith. It's
right.
You believe before you can even receive the measurable of faith that's already been dealt to you. But you only have access to it after you believe that the Lord exists, that the Lord can actually do this. So it's about the moderation. It's about knowing just what to ask God for and be careful with your words. We had a conversation a couple Sundays ago about how important the words are to God. So being very careful of what you pray for. You got to be careful what you're praying for. You know,
that's
what you really need. Because we, a lot of times we pray for the wrong things. And, you know, and a no, a not now from God is not always a no. But see, when we're in our flesh, God tells us not now. We just automatically assume that it's no, you know, and then we go to trying to do it ourselves, and that's where we go wrong. So the thing I tell you, my sister, is wait on God. Pray to him. Believe that he can do everything you want him to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. For that to give you, see, God loves us so much that he not only gives us the desires of our heart, he gives us what to desire. So pray to him what to desire. Because, see, what you may be desiring is something that that is not for you.
That's right.
You know, and allow the Holy Spirit. And another thing, we have to accept what God gives us. Because a lot of times, and I'm going to step on my own toes with this one, I don't want to hear the answer God gives me. I don't want to have the Lord, especially when it comes to a man. I just knew that man was for me. Oh, my Lord, he looked just right. And God said, that answer, please, why you had to say that? You know, but accepting. The Lord has to say, and I'm just being real, y'all, because we got to be real. You know,
that's
where we go wrong at when God gives us the answer, because he's going to answer you every time. But being able to accept what God says is the only way. The only way you're going to be able to walk in that authority and that measurable of faith that he's already dealt to you. So it's about someone to pray for and believing that God can do just that and stand on his promise. Stand on his promise. Recognize his voice. Because the devil's voice sounds almost the same. That voice in the world sounds a lot like God. And you'll be surprised just how easy it is to step out of the spiritual realm into the demonic realm. It's so easy. So you got to stay prayed up. You got to stay in the spirit. So that's my word of encouragement to you, my sister.
You have to.
And all the other callers.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another caller real fast.
Amen.
Welcome to Jesus Child of Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Arthur L. Weathersby.
I'm
an author. Hey, hello. God bless you. Let me just start out by saying one thing, Pastor Butler. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. I'm born and raised in Buffalo, New York. That's not nowhere near Roosevelt, but it's in the state of New York. And I live in Wilmington, and I now live in Wilmington, Delaware. Like you, we're transplants. But that's all right. We still connected. Praise God. We still connected. Amen.
Amen.
We know from which
amen.
We come from.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13 is my favorite New Testament scripture that I last hold to when I got saved. This coming January 21st, it'll be 17 years I've been in the Lord. But I'm mindful of letting people know when I make that declaration, because I say it with Holy Ghost boldness, because it
all
is
right.
A bold declaration in the Lord, and I can make my boast in the Lord by saying I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. However, however, my foundational scripture for the faith, I got to go back to the Old Testament, and Proverbs 3:5-6 just simply
all right.
says,
all
trust
right.
in the Lord with all your heart,
all
lean
your
not
heart.
Unto your
lean
own
not.
Understanding.
That's
and
right.
In all your ways,
acknowledge
him, and he
mm-hmm.
will direct your
fell.
Path.
That
covers
right.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
That covers everything.
Amen.
Because we're more apt to lean to our own understanding because we try to work
mm-hmm.
that thing out for ourselves.
That's
and
right.
And then we might go running, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But yeah, but it ain't your
only
power.
In him.
And it ain't your might.
It's
still God. But you got to put your faith and trust in God. And then once
totally.
You put it in his hands, get your hands out of the pot.
Come
that's
on.
Right. Right.
Get it out of the pot. When
come
you put it in God's
come
hands,
on.
Get your hands out of the pot.
Out the pot.
It's God's work.
Right.
It's God's business. And let him do what he do, because there ain't nobody else that can do it but him.
That's right.
Because I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. I don't
amen.
Need help. I don't need you to even say amen.
Come on,
I amen myself. When he did his work
come
in the creation, and he spoke
yeah,
things into existence, he
on.
Looked at it and said, it was good. He amen
it
his own
good.
Self.
That's right.
So he don't need us. He don't need us. And when we need
right.
God, we need to recognize that we need him. We need him alone. Get out of God's way. Let him do what
okay.
he can do, because he won't do what he needs to do for you till you get out of his way. And, Pastor, I heard you when you were giving your testimony, and then at the end you sort of clarified things for me, because I was going to ask you, when did all that happen? But I think I heard it happened before you got moved into the office of pastoralship. And that's
no, it actually happened while I was in it.
While you were in it?
While
oh, my.
I'm in it.
While you were in it. Okay, well,
yep.
oh, my. Well, good. God must got something else great for you to be doing.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I know. That's what I know. If God, if you go through, we go through some stuff like what you just identified, I'm
God.
Saying I know how God works. That when he wants us to, that's a test, that's our trial. He puts
that's
us
right.
in those situations so that he can, I just what I tell people about the experiences. I said, don't get bent out of shape about what you're going through. And don't be saying, oh, my, why am I going through? No, look at it like this. God takes your experiences to bring you to your present to launch you into your future.
Mm-hmm.
When I say launch you, I mean he kicks you out there at supernatural breakneck speed.
Yeah.
Because once he sends you through that process and you come through it, that refining, oh, you're ready. And folks just have better get out your way.
Jesus.
Because you're coming with power.
Jesus.
And we're not talking about just the regular, you know, the power that we wake up with every morning. You know, some folks, they just getting the regular power that God gives them because that they ain't trying to do nothing else. I'm talking about the dunamis power
Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost. That requires a relationship.
Glory to God.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
All right. Okay. And what are you thankful for this evening, Minister Arthur?
I'm just so grateful and thankful for what the Lord is doing. I like to see when the Lord is moving in other people's lives. You know, I thank God when people respond appropriately to the movement of God into their lives. I had, I got kids all over the place. I keep picking them up every day I turn around. The child that does my cleaning, she's my, I say, you're my only Hispanic child that I got, but that ain't the end of it. But I think I just picked up her fiance. So I got both of them now. And they were over here
wow.
doing my cleaning and helping me get some things straightened out because I'm getting ready to try to sell my place. And she had told me that when not too long ago that she wanted to go to church with me when I was attending this church here in Wilmington, Delaware. I told her, well, I no longer go to that church. And I go to a church now in Bridgeton, New Jersey, which is 45 miles away from here. She says, well, I want to go.
Wow.
And she got up and they went with me this morning.
Praise
and they were
God.
Blessed, and I just thank God for that. That's just the movement of the Holy Spirit. And
yes.
I also take her to work because she didn't have a way to get to work, and I'm like this, you know, this is the way I operate. If God shows me a need, I have the ability, the gifts or talents to deliver on that, I don't wait for anybody to ask me anything. I just do
right.
it. I said, child,
Amen.
I'm
right.
up early in the morning anyway on the sacrificial praise line from 6 to 7. You got to be to work. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm retired. I'll come get you. I always ride with a full tank of gas. So there ain't no problem for me.
All right.
There ain't no problem for me. I'm always playing gospel. And, oh, my God, one of the songs, it's all up in her spirit. She can't help but sing it. I'm saying thank the Lord. I know what I'm doing. That's planting seeds. Amen. I just plant the seed, let somebody water, because I know God's going to give the increase.
Amen.
And that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the movement of God and how he's moving on his people.
Amen.
We just have to be willing to share what God gives us to share. And do not be hesitant, because you can't limit what God will do with other people. Don't be looking at people and say, well, you know, I don't think. No, it ain't for you to think again. Lean out into your own understanding. It's God's
That's
business.
Right. That's right.
That's what I'm thankful for.
That's
okay.
So
all right. Well, we're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to bring on another caller, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's hold the line.
My name is Angie.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. Thank you. How's everybody?
Pretty good. Thank God.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Tonight, I just want to say that I'm thankful for God's infinite wisdom, his never-changing word. I thank him for my life, health, and strength, the life, health, and strength of my family, and just how he loves us. Even when we don't love ourselves, God still loves us. And, you know, he's the ultimate provider. He's the ultimate everything, because he always keeps his promise to us, even when we don't see it, you know. Mm-hmm. And that goes to show us how his plans are different from ours.
Okay.
You know, we can have a million things written down on a paper in just an instant. He'll change that, you know. But he does it all for the good,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and I just want to thank God for his love, and how he's always there for me, and he's always there right on time, and that, you know, I was listening to the testimony of the young lady and how she knows who God is at a young age, because the world that we live in now is so much strife, and, you know, the devil has his hands on so many things, like the internet and the electronics and stuff, and a lot of kids, including my own, think that their lives can't go on without it, and which is a lie. The devil is such a lie, and I try to tell them that, you know, I you know, I'm gonna tell it till they get it, you know. And I just, you know, it's so many things. Again, I'm pretty much new in Christ. About, as a matter of fact, Mother's Day weekend, my daughter offered me to go to this new church over here, which is called The Journey, here in Bellport, New York. Mm-hmm. The Journey with Pastor Josh, and they opened their arms and their doors to me, you know, just, you know, with so much love and without prejudice and stuff like that. So I made that my church home. Then we got baptized, which is to declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I thank Him to the highest, you know, for the opportunity. And they've teaching me so much, and that's why I thank God for His word on today, because it helps keep me aligned. You know, I can only save me. I can't go to heaven for anybody but me. I can't answer for what anybody does but me, you know. Right. And, it, you know, the word just, it just shows me how to live, you know. Although we still stumble and fall at times. But when you fall, you roll over and get on your knees and say, Lord, I need your help. And I do. You know, it needs your help. We need the Lord all the time. There's no high. You're not at a plateau with the Lord until you see Him. You understand? So it's every day. You know, that's why I thank God for other people's testimony as well. You know, it's just, it lets me know that I'm not alone either, you know, because it gives that time, like, Lord, why me? I had to knock that off, you know. I can't even question the Lord. I can't question what He does. You know, and he just does so many great things for everybody, you know. And I want the Lord to put me in that position where I can be a help to somebody else, you know, to share Him with somebody else, you know. And even if it's a hug or a ride or, you know, just the Lord's word, if it can help, I want you to have that, you know. And I just ask that you guys pray for my continuance in Christ. And to God be the glory, and bless all your hearts.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Pastor Butler, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Yes, I would. I thank God for you, Sister Angie, and your testimony. I just hear the compassion and the love that you have for God and His people, just wanting to please Him. And I can truly identify with where you are right now, my sister. And I encourage you, like David said, you know, in Psalms 27, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. And that's that one thing, He is the one thing that I desire the most. He is my desire. My desire becomes the will of God. Like, God, what do you want me to do? You know, everything that you want me to be, that's what I want to be. I want to do. I want to please you. I'm not in it to please nobody but you.
He is
the one thing that I desire. I desire to please Him. I desire to seek Him. I desire to do His will. I desire to let His love shine through me. I humble myself that others may see Christ, not me. It is Christ that I want others to see. No flesh, none of me. I continue to decrease, that God, you rise in every aspect of my life.
Yes.
He is the one thing. And I hear that love and that desire,
Lord,
that you have. And I pray your strength, and that you continue in the ways of the Lord and in His will for your life.
Yes, Lord. And
yes.
And I want to thank you also. I'm not sure which, I forgot which one of you ladies had said when when we pray, we have to be careful what we pray for, because I've also learned too, you know, it's three B's we can't do. We can't bargain with God, we can't beg him, and we cannot bribe him. You understand what I'm saying? Where you say, oh, Lord, if you do this, I promise. Oh, Lord, if I promise if you do this, I won't do that again. We're lying, the truth ain't in us. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
it
gave me the reassurance, like, listen, when and I don't want to feel like I'm repeating myself to him either, like if I pray the same prayer over and over and over again, that I'm begging him, you know, and, you know, because there's a million things that we can actually get on our knees and pray for, you know, and a lot of times when I do, it's just to thank him, just to thank him for who he is. And he's God all by himself, you know. He does things for us that we as humans won't do for ourselves. I ain't going to say we can't, but we won't, because that's just how the flesh works, fighting against its spirit, you know. And and again, I just thank you.
If it's all right, Sister Polite, if I can just come back to what she just said, just
please
to kind of give example of, we're familiar with the story with Hannah, when Hannah prayed, and when she prayed, when she first went to God, you know, in that day she was a barren woman, and you know her purpose for going and praying, because it was a desire that she wanted to have a child, and because in that time it wasn't proud to be looked upon that you were unbarren and you didn't have child. And then it didn't help that she had Penina provoking her and always in her face, you know, with her children. And, you know, she wanted a child for her own reasons, to have that fulfillment. It was her personal desire.
Oh, okay.
But I remember in her praying, though, when she finally had enough, you know, she had cried and she had enough of the rival, the provoking for Penina, and she went up to Shiloh to pray. And, and when she was down on her knees, she began to pray, and she just began to weep before God, and just, you know, just really just pour out her soul before him. But it was as she was praying that her petition changed. The whole, it just shifted, because she took the focus off of what she wanted, and then she began to say, God, it's not about me, but if you give me this, it was from her heart. If you give him to me, I will. She began to make her petition. I will give him back to you. And she meant that thing from the depths of her soul, because she took the focus off of her desire and what she wanted, and whatever the will of God is, that's what she wanted. So it shifted, and then that's when God showed up and he opened up her womb, because the purpose changed. You know, it's back on God now. I got the focus clear now. I may want it, but you know what? It's for the will of God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Could I say one thing?
I was just going to call on you.
Well, you know, I'm going to piggyback on what Pastor said, because I'm going to give another illustration that people, I've seen this thing, and I've noticed the guy, he profited big time off of this, the prayer of Jabez. When I first saw that in the Bible, it messed me up. In the middle of this begat, that one begat this, that begat this, the Bible started talking about Jabez and how he was born, and he was born by his mother with great sorrow. That's what the name Jabez means. And Jabez himself asked for two things. He asked for to enlarge his territory and asked for increase. And the Bible said God granted him that, and
God
went right back into the begat. Now, this is what I know about God, and I'm going to support what Pastor just said. This is what I know about God. God doesn't believe in us doing things on our own selfish desires.
No.
That's not how he responds. God looks at once from us, and I'm going to go to another scripture that God gave me that I've been focusing on, John 15:13. No greater love than a man has than this, he laid down his life for a friend. Now, God is not expecting none of us to go to the cross and die. We can't do that. Jesus did it. He only did it one time. But what God expects from the believer, set aside your selfish desires and do a selfless act on behalf of someone else. That's no greater love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Hallelujah.
That's selflessness. That's what God expects. I believe that Jabez prayed for this. I believe, because this is what I'm saying. This is how I snatch hold of Jabez's prayer. I asked God to enlarge my territory. I mean, I want to have a greater sphere of influence so I can reach people with the gospel.
Amen.
Increase, I ask for increase of the Holy Spirit so God can be fully in control.
Glory,
and I do believe that God did that for Jabez, because guess what? In that 40-2 generation, guess whose name you find in that lineage? Jabez.
Yes.
Jabez is in that lineage. Gave him what he asked for. He gave him what he asked for. He enlarged his territory. He gave him increase because Jesus came down through that 40-2 generation. Through Jabez.
Amen.
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 Amen. I thank you. I'm open to learning the word, and I don't want to speak anything that's, again, of me, of my own understanding. You know, that's why I thank God for his word. Like he said, he puts his word above his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So, you know.
Thank you, God.
I just thank God on today for that.
Amen.
And we thank you. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now? I wanted to throw something quick in there with the caller said about not begging God and, you know, knowing what to pray for. That was so powerful, you know, because so many of us feel that we got to keep saying the same thing over and over to God, you know, and then she could read a Matthew in chapter 6. And of the Lord called these people heathens, hypocrites, heathens and hypocrites, who they sit there and they think they're going to be heard and blessed for so much that they say. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions. This is the Lord speaking. As the heathen, for they think that they shall be heard for much speaking. Be not you, therefore, like them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you even ask.
Before you even ask.
I pray love with the simple said, I want to make sure that went out again. When we pray, oh, my God, knowing what to pray for, first of all, believing that God is who he is, he can do exactly what he said he's going to do, but then just praying, just tell him and not going over and over again. That was so powerful what the sister said. And I wanted to just piggyback on that and give the scripture behind that, that those who are listening can go and read that. Don't try to pray like someone else prays. You know, I really love the way the minister Arthur prays. I love the way he prays. And, y'all, this is something I had struggled with. I had to ask the Lord to deliver me from. I wouldn't pray out loud if I couldn't pray the way he prays. Or, you know, the leaders like him, he is a strong power for me, so I use him as a lot of example. It was certain. But, you know, I wouldn't pray because I'm like, oh, my God, that person sounded so good. Now I hear them. I have a stuttering problem. Well, I used to. And so I wouldn't pray out loud. I thought you had to be. But the Lord wants us to be real, y'all. He wants us to come as we are, stuttering or whatever it is. Cry. If you want to cry when you pray, that's how you talk. He wants wisdom. He don't want me to pray like the people pray. He wants Teresa. So I love what the sister said, and I just want to add that in there about praying and just being real for God. You know, he's not praying, he's dumb or slow. We don't have to keep repeating the same thing over and over him. He already knows. The praying is just the obedience of asking and exercise of our word.
Minister T? Minister T? Real quick, I'm going to tell you something. It's only been the last couple of months that the Lord has moved me on in my prayer, because I didn't pray. I didn't feel free when I prayed. I just decided to let go and let God. And then once I did that, it just flows. It just flows. I mean, when you allow the Holy Spirit to take over, then you don't, just like Jesus told his disciples when he was sending them out. He said, don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat,
what
you're going to say in that very same hour. I'm going to bring it to your remembrance, that which I've taught you. And the Holy Ghost being a great teacher, I just relied totally upon him. And you know something else about prayer. James talked about that, why some people don't get their prayers answered. You're praying amiss, praying for the wrong thing.
That's right.
That's the wrong things.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, how do you feel, because I think I've heard it here tonight also about praying, and when you pray, you know, you don't have to pray for the same thing. But, you know, I do know a lot of people that when they do pray for the same thing amongst others, you know, amongst other things, but they do pray for the same thing. Would you say that there's something is wrong with it, or would you just say pretty much your prayer is your prayer, that's your relationship that you have with God?
That's a wonderful question.
It's a wonderful question.
You know, I would say I'm not one to just beat up on people unmercifully, because if they're praying, that's a good thing. I want to encourage them to continue to pray. The only thing that you can do is just try to instruct them and help them and get them to understand on maybe they may want to make a slight adjustment. But however, this is what I would, you know, I would kind of like eventually get to this point. You know what? At some point in time when we pray, then what's going to happen is that we're going to have to trust God. Trust God. Because why would we continue to keep praying for the same thing over and over again if we're not trusting him? And that's vital. That's vital. So that's something that I would probably have to focus in on. I'd be asking other kind of questions and see where their trust level is at, and then that will let you know that, well, you know, we got a deep-rooted issue here. It just ain't how they praying. They ain't trusting God, period.
Right.
Well, and that may be the, greater concern.
That's powerful. If I can just any guys right quick. This is so important, too, the Spirit just gave me. Y'all just grabbing my lesson. Wednesday, I guess the Lord needs me to tell. The thing is, people are praying for faith. And you know, you don't have to pray for faith. That's our dimension.
No.
Faith is our gift. They need to be praying for glory, which is the visible manifestation of faith. Everything you believe in and hope for that you couldn't see, the glory of God to reveal to you, that sweet relief that he sends you, that everything you pray for. So like Minister Arthur was saying, and the minister was saying, just asking God what to pray for, that Holy Ghost make an intercession for you. Quit worrying so much, well, let me say it this way, let me do it that way. Let the Holy Ghost do what he does, and let him teach you what to pray for, but pray for the glory of God to be revealed. Because the measurable of faith has already been dealt to each one of us. Each one of us. So with each of them praying for faith, that's a vain prayer right there. Because that's already been, you're not going to get no more or no less. So the glory of God is what has to be, what we should be praying for. And that's the visible thing to our Lord, this job. Is ask for the glory of that job to be revealed, to be blessed with. Not, Lord, you need a faith to believe. Your belief already comes. You don't have to pray for that. That's you. You ask for the glory of God to strengthen your belief, help you in your unbelief, give you a sweet release and a heavenly rest. But so that's the thing, just letting the Lord make intercession for you as well.
Amen.
If
and pray
I can,
in your own voice.
When you pray, the scripture lets us know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous is what avails. And see, all of us, we all have our different relationship with, I mean, our different ways that we pray, but what level we're at in prayer, you know, we're all on different levels. We're not all on the same level, because my children are not where I am with prayer. But prayer is learned.
It is learned.
He taught them how to pray.
Yes,
and when he taught them, there is a way that we are to approach the throne of grace and mercy. There's a way that we go into his presence. You just can't go any kind of way. But you have to humble yourself in the presence of the Almighty God. And you go in, you know, and you reverence who he is. You acknowledge him. You acknowledge him. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. You acknowledge him for who he is. And you just, sometimes you'll get lost right just talking about him. And just hollering him, and you'll get lost in. All of a sudden, he'll start dropping in your mind and in your heart what to pray for. And that's when you get into his presence, you know. But you got to break off some stuff, and you got to get flesh out the way before you can even get into the holies of holies. You know, you got to come out of your will. You got to come out of your flesh. Everything that you want, and you just begin to just get it off. Get it off. It's something, but everybody is on different levels of prayer. But he knows each one where we are. But it's the effectual, fervent prayer that availeth much. It's how you go in. What's your purpose? What's the agenda? What, you know, what is it that you ask for? Because sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for. Sometimes he'll give you something, and, you know, like we give our children, think about it. Sometimes we get tired of them asking us, let me just give it, shut them up, you know, as we as parents.
Yeah.
Because I remember a lot of times I asked God for something and he gave it to me, but I was careful the last time. I said, this time I'm going to say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
Your will be done.
Come on. Amen.
I said, because you know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me, but you know. You
That's
know,
right.
God. So I'm leaning on you. I'm trusting in you. I learned my lesson by asking him for all. I learned it. I had to learn it the hard way. And so I thank God that I learned that lesson. Now I'm very careful when I go in because I'm not going in there with my own selfish greed and desires. You know, I lay it aside because he knows what's best for me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And one last thing I want to say real quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It also, the Bible tells us to go into our secret closet.
Yeah.
That's you and God. And you ain't got to be concerned about somebody else, how they listen, or don't try to pray like nobody else.
You talk
to God the way you talk to God.
Right.
That's all God wants us to do.
Amen.
That's right.
He doesn't want us to come with any pretense or anything. He
no.
wants to have a talk with us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to bring on another caller, okay?
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you all. God bless you too.
Hallelujah, the splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, and all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice, he rests and says, and the very darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see. Thank you.
set free or delivered. Amen. So
amen.
I just pray for you. I pray for your press. I pray for your that God will grow this line to be bigger and better. You know,
yes.
I know you went from 1 hour to 2 hours, and I just pray God give you the whole Sunday night, the whole Sunday evening. I pray
speakers. All right.
Send people in that can minister to the hurting. There are so many hurting people. Signs of the time are all around us. But I thank God that you all come to not robbery to share a Sunday afternoon with those that call in.
Amen.
I participated in the line, but I've heard people come. People sometimes will call. They may not tell you everything, but they'll tell you just enough to where a song that you play, Sister Lavinia, or a comment that you may make, or a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, to go forth, and somebody will go to bed feeling much better than what they woke up. You don't know that this call may stop somebody from killing themselves.
Amen.
This call comes against the spirit of suicide. Amen. It comes against the spirit of depression.
Amen.
That you open up the line to be able to receive what someone is saying.
Amen.
And I pray God's blessings upon each and every one, that he give you a greater anointing service that you're doing for him. And I just thank you for the kindred spirit. I thank you for how this line has blessed my sister. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You know, the evidence of the spirit abiding in you is you got to see some kind of change.
All
amen.
Right now.
And I thank God for what I feel in the voice. What I hear in the voice.
Amen.
And
amen.
I thank you all. I thank you. And for the brother that answered the phone, God bless you. Because you have a very encouraging voice. You have a voice of authority, but it's a soothing voice enough to make somebody feel comfortable enough to share.
Yeah.
And so I just praise God for you all. And I thank you. I was very tired, but I'm energized now because when I begin to think of God's goodness and begin to talk about the goodness of the Lord, I just get excited, you know? So I just praise God for such a time as this. Amen. You all
amen.
Be blessed. Know that I love you, and God's blessing
love you too.
And his grace and mercy continue
amen.
To reign with you.
Amen.
Love you too, sister.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I say something real quick? It seems like I seem to be connecting up with everybody in this family. I spent 4.5 years in Huntington, West Virginia before I came to Delaware. Amen. Before I came to Delaware, First Baptist Church of Huntington, West Virginia. And I know that there ain't no black, there is no women preachers and our pastors. They don't play that.
You are right.
I thank God also that I, too, made a choice 4 years ago, come January the 30th, to retire from my job because I said I have fulfilled what God has allowed me to fulfill in attaining my career goal. Now I must be about my Father's business.
Amen.
Amen.
I must be about
Amen.
My Father's business. There was no need for me to sit there and make all the money that I could have made because that's
all
not what it's all about.
Not bad.
Amen.
Amen. So true.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes.
I also want to say that the song that was played, It Could Have Been Me, that is my testimony every single day. Because just about everything in that song, it was me. Not only that, it could have been my brother, which he is in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God that he's still with us. I mean, you know, it could have been me locked up in jail. It could have been me strung out on crack cocaine. The man didn't allow for it to happen to me. He has something better in store for me, and he's doing it every single day.
Amen.
Every day he's working with me. And I just thank him. That's all I can say. You know, I thank God for, like I said, my powerful family. I was raised in a beautiful family. My GQ family is holding me down as well. But most of all, it's God.
That's right.
And I just want to say, hey, I'm thankful.
Now, see, you know you're going to get me for this. So before I say, so for those people that did not hear the song, would you like to share a little bit of your testimony so that everyone
understands? No, I'm not going to get you for it. Back in the late 80s, I was on drugs, which was crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I got in trouble, and I was looking at 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been gone for 21 years. I was going to run from the police, but I couldn't. my brother, my oldest brother, wouldn't allow it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't so much of my oldest brother, it was God.
All right.
But he was speaking through him to me to say, my child, don't run. You're going to make it worse.
Jesus.
My brother took me to the police department. I was scared. But I had to think about what I had done. Nobody made me do it. I did it to myself.
Right.
I had my family backing me up 100% the whole time. And I love them for that. Not only just family, I had a lot of friends there too.
Mm-hmm.
Went to court. I had joined NA on my own.
Mm.
I went to court and everything. And when the judge looked and he seen paperwork, you know, from people and where I had been going to the meetings and everything,
mm-hmm.
he was like, my last and final decision is 3 years supervised probation.
My.
When he said that, and I was probably like, I think 5 months pregnant at that time.
Oh, my.
So I would have been having my child, my daughter, that's 22 now.
Glory.
I would have had her in jail.
Jesus.
And she is, oh, my God, I can't even begin to tell you what a blessing she is.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, my daughter is a certified phlebotomist.
Oh, my.
She's living on her own. She has a 5-year-old son, and she's doing great. She's doing good things. You know, but the bottom line is, it could have been me. Locked up in jail with no bail.
No place to go.
Because at that time, they wasn't giving no bail. I don't care
That's
what
right.
kind of money you had. They wasn't giving a bail.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I just thank God, because like I said, it could have very well been me strung out on crack cocaine. But it could have been me also on my deathbed when the doctor shook his head. But he didn't allow it. He said no. I have something in store for my child.
Mm-hmm.
He, I mean, he just told Satan, jump back. You're not going to get her. This is mine. She's mine.
Hallelujah.
All mine. And I just thank God, you know, because I just look back so many times and just think, you know, I could have very well been, you know, and it's no telling because I know that I'm not fit. My mind is not set for a jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have been in jail or hell. It's that simple.
Right.
And I learned from my mistake, and God knows, hey, I tried it again. Oh, yeah. Hard-headed. You know, because I was like, if I get through this, I ain't doing it no more. You know, but when I tried it again, I started throwing up blood. And I looked in that mirror, and it's my God, honest hand to God. I said, either you live today, B, or you die. Which one do you choose?
My.
And I chose to live, and I'm here to talk about it today.
All right.
And I just thank God because I know it was only him that brought me through it.
Amen.
You know, like I said, if it wasn't for my oldest brother, they could have killed me. Because they had said I was armed and I was represented as being armed and dangerous because they found guns in my home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but because I work with them, they let me go. You know, 3 years supervised probation. I was supposed to be drug tested every single week.
Yeah.
I moved from West Virginia to North Carolina. Mm. Out of the 3 years, I was drug tested 3 times.
Mm.
3 times. And I said, if you don't learn from this dummy, you'll never, ever learn.
Right.
And God knows I learned. I learned.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, there is nobody better than my God. I will always step out on faith because I know he's got a plan for me.
Yes, he does.
And that's all I got to say.
I got another song for you. I got another song for you, sis. It's been a blessing for me to no measure. I almost let go, but God.
Oh, glory.
That's a song right there.
Glory,
God wouldn't
hallelujah.
Let me because of the relationship.
Woo, Jesus.
He'll let you go
Thank
so far.
God.
He'll let you venture off. just so hard. But when you got a relationship with the Lord, He won't let you go.
My God, hallelujah.
He will not let you go. Oh, my God. I almost let go, but God wouldn't let me.
Oh, I sing that, y'all.
Come on now. I know that's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
He would not let me.
Almost gave up.
And but He wouldn't let me.
Yeah,
but He wouldn't let me.
God help me,
yeah, give it back. He wouldn't let me. He wouldn't let me.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praying for me, please.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something, all of you all. If you ever get to the point, where you feel like throwing in a towel, make sure you put a knot on it, because when you throw it, you ain't doing nothing but holding on to God's unchanging hand.
Come on.
So don't worry
now.
About when you throw in the towel. Don't worry about when you hit rock bottom, because if you hit rock bottom, you ain't getting nothing but hit the rock, and His name is Jesus.
Jesus. All right. Come on now.
Glory.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Ooh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, God.
God is good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Give
you,
it to
Jesus.
Him.
I'm so glad.
God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Master. Thank you, Lord. Everybody that you
call. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Bless
your name,
God.
Hallelujah. You're worthy,
oh,
God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God. Merciful God.
God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Nobody but you. Nobody but you. How great
you are, first,
God.
Hallelujah. Love the first. Thank you, Jesus. My. Yes,
our
Lord.
Our extremities is God, our opportunity. He takes our inabilities. And I tell you, He does some of the miraculous in it.
Yes, He does.
And when He specializes. And He
can
do
what
no other power
can do. Come on now.
All right. Holy Ghost power.
Hallelujah.
No other power. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Can do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Awesome
God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. My God.
And
my God.
And
my God.
My inability. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
He's a miracle worker.
While we were yet sinners, amen.
While we were yet sinners,
God,
in our mess.
Amen.
Oh, God, when man said no, God said yes. That is my beloved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be encouraged.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
They said you were picked out to be picked on. You went through what you went through for purpose.
Amen.
Purpose. God did it. Hallelujah.
God did it.
Nobody but God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
It's not comfortable.
Come on, my child.
It doesn't feel good.
Heal out of
my feet. We need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. We tend to forget.
grateful heart, we give thanks. Thanksgiving, yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome
thank
back
you.
To DQ Powers Beautiful Sunday. We're going to bring on another caller. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes. Good evening. This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. Hi. The Spirit of the Lord is definitely in the GQ Palace.
Yes,
nothing
amen.
But the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing but the blood
amen.
Of Jesus. I remember I was listening to the portion of the show where she was giving her testimony, and it reminded me of when I almost let go. I was stressed out in my marriage and depressed and had just gained so much weight and was just down and out and had turned to cocaine and alcohol myself and relationship addiction, and
wow.
I was involved in abusive marriage and I almost let go. I had thoughts of suicide but then I thought about my kids and I remembered that I would not go to heaven. I'd end up in hell if I killed myself. So somehow the Lord saw me through it and got me out of it. I woke up. I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Yeah.
So grateful. So grateful to be here today talking to y'all on the phone. GQ Palace has been such a blessing. I so look forward to calling in on Sundays.
Amen.
I love y'all. So I just wanted
amen.
To say that. And all of y'all, I know y'all know the word of prayer. I ain't even going to ask. I know the word of prayer.
Amen.
I'm praying with y'all, for y'all. Please continue to pray and pray for me.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
And you know what? With all that we've all gone through, because I got similar testimonies about drugs and alcohol and things like that in the 80s. Here's what I'm understanding, and the Holy Spirit just hit me so hard on this. God is yet faithful.
Yes, He is.
He's yet faithful to us.
Yes.
In spite of us, God is yet faithful to us.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm with you till the end of this world. Faithful. He is faithful. And when I think about him and what he's done and how he's operating in my life, it just stands to know. It doesn't make sense for me not to be faithful to him. Because he's been more than faithful to me. He's been everything.
Proved himself over and over.
Amen.
Amen.
He provides all our needs. He don't deal with our wants.
No.
But we don't lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means you don't lack.
He's always
now,
right on time.
Would you like to give any words of encouragement to the callers, special guest, Pastor Butler, if anyone wants to, of course, Minister Arthur, if you want to give any words of encouragement. I believe Pastor Holland is still here as well.
Amen.
And then we're going to bring on another caller when you're finished.
I'm going to let my ecclesiastic sisters go before me.
Oh, okay.
if I would just to remind us, you know, when Jesus was in the garden, and it's in my spirit in Luke 22 and 42, when he was praying, he said, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, nevertheless,
yes,
not
nevertheless.
My will, but thy will be done. You see, that right there let me know, he's acquainted with everything that we go to.
All right now.
And that flesh rose up. He was Jesus Christ, the Savior, the purpose in which he came. His flesh still rose, that flesh, because in this flesh dwells no good thing. And see,
amen.
This flesh don't want to go through nothing.
Yes.
Amen.
He let us know, nevertheless, I go through this.
Mm-mm-mm.
Nevertheless, not my will, Lord.
Amen.
If it was my will, if I had it my way, but not my will, Lord.
Amen.
Thy will be done. To let us know, y'all, you can make it. He said, and Peter said, to suffer with him, in order to reign with him, we got to suffer with him. And
that's
we are
right.
acquainted with his suffering, because when we take him on, we're going to go through just as he went through. So
Amen.
I just want to encourage you to let you know, we may go through, but just know that he is right there in it with us. The key word is go through.
Go through. That's it. Come on.
Go
Amen.
Through.
Amen.
Go
we,
through.
That's the key. Go through. Who's with you? I can do
God.
All things. Remember, as long as you got him with you, you can go
yes,
through.
Come on.
You can't
uh-huh.
do this on your own. As long
Amen.
As he's in it with me, I can go through.
Through.
Because if I try
Amen.
In my own flesh, in my own
Mm-mm-mm.
desire, I am going to fail. But if
Amen.
I stay in him, I will make it through. But it
yes.
got to be in him.
Him.
It's
yes.
in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I can do all things. I can't
right.
do nothing on my own.
Come
I,
on,
you
come
don't
on,
even
Pastor.
Try it, because it ain't
going
to work. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Stop
Amen.
Trying to figure it out. Stop trying to work it out with your own. Get out the way and let God do it. Because he
Go
is
ahead,
the
Pastor.
Only one that can take us through these tests and trials. And he let us know, I'm right. If you just get your hands off of it, come to me.
Come on now.
Come to me. Give it to me. You can't handle
That's right.
it. He said, cast all your cares
Cast
upon
all.
Me, for I
yes.
care for you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Good God.
Yes.
But my God.
Yes.
Shall supply
yes.
all your needs according
yes.
to his
yes.
riches
mm-hmm.
and
Come
glory
on.
By Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Only in
Amen.
Him, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Fire in him.
Thank
it's
you.
All in
Thank
him.
You,
it's all in him.
Yes.
It's in him. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes.
I can make it. I can make it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I can make it.
Glory
I can
to
make
God.
It.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not alone. You're not alone.
El Shaddai. Thank
you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry. Does someone else want to give words of encouragement?
Just to add to that, you know, we know what God can do, but we have to do something too. You just don't
All right.
get it. You're sitting around waiting on it. You know, we have to learn how to fight in this world. We have
Amen.
To learn how to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen.
All right.
Because
Amen.
The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Thank you, Lord.
But they are mighty through God for the pulling down of
strongholds.
So we can cast down imaginations
mm-hmm.
and every high thing that exalted itself against the
mm-hmm.
knowledge of God.
My.
Bring into captivity. Bring
yes.
into captivity every thought. In the
yes.
obedience of God. See, if we continue to think like the world, we're going to continue to be like the world.
That's right. That's right.
We're
going to
have unrestrained thoughts, and we're going to produce unrestrained actions.
Amen.
So we've got to learn how to control our thoughts by bringing them into the obedience of what God's word says.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And God has equipped you with everything that you need.
Amen.
So that's what we have to, like Romans 12:2 says, we got to renew our mind. So
Amen.
That you got to program your mind
Hallelujah.
With the word of God.
Yes.
We can sit up and read all kind of love novels. Well, let me tell you about the best love story that is. You can turn in the word of God. There's
all right.
66 books
that's
in there
it.
That
that's
will bless
it,
you.
That's
it. You
Amen.
Will never be bored. I
yes.
bless you. It will comfort you when you
Come
need comforting. It will heal you when
yes.
you need healing. Amen?
Yes.
And that
yes.
word will totally saturate you.
Mm.
And when you will become so strong that you begin to exercise.
Yes.
The authority that God has given unto you. You'll be able to have control over the thought process in your life.
Amen.
Because you allow it, you know, let the spirit man die. Amen.
Yes.
And allow the Holy Spirit to rise up in you. You know, Satan will try to deceive you.
Yes, yes.
Into sacrificing your glory unto God. You know, he
Amen.
Wants your life. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't
That's
want
right.
you to love God, and he don't love you. As long
That's
as
right.
he can keep you from loving God, then he's won the battle. But the word tells me the weapons of my warfare are not carnal.
All right.
Not Jesus went to the cross.
Yes.
Hung on that all rugged cross.
Hallelujah.
That I can have power. I
yes.
got the same power Jesus got. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got power to speak to a mountain and
yes.
move out of my way. Hallelujah. And that mountain's got to remove.
That's right.
We got to learn how to meditate on the word of God.
Amen. Yes.
Instead of selfish, carnal thoughts running around thinking things that are not like Christ. And the more mess you think, the more mess the devil give you to think.
Come on,
the more
man.
Mess he put in your face to look good, sound good, even smell good in front of
yes.
your face. I'm talking about sitting at your table eating too much. I'm talking about sniffing up on some man or woman. You need to smell
my,
Jesus. All Christ and things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That he is good. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus, who is the author. And the finisher of our faith, because we want to hear him one day say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to choose my mansion. Hallelujah. I'm going to get my reward, because I'm going to be faithful unto death. I
amen.
Love you. God bless.
And amen.
If I can just piggyback back off the pastor right quick, because I want to give you some word. I want some substance, because she's giving you some vital keys.
And we just want to take you, because the scripture in 1 Peter 5 and 7 through 9, it says, casting all your care upon him for his care for you.
Yes.
And then the eighth verse says, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary,
yes,
the devil,
hallelujah.
He's your adversary.
Hallelujah.
Remember, he ain't God's adversary. He's
adversary. Amen.
Come on
he's
now.
Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
That's
who
right.
is this steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And how do we effectively fight that which we can't see? That
amen.
You gotta arm up. And what she said, put on the armor of God. According
amen.
To Ephesians the 6th chapter, 10th down through the 17th verse. Read it.
Amen.
Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then he goes on, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. You can't have on one without the other. He said, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
To stand.
Stand.
Amen.
Therefore,
the
having your loins girt about with
Hallelujah.
Truth, and having
Thank
on the
Lord.
Breastplate of righteousness,
yes,
and have your feet shod with the preparation of
the gospel of peace.
And then it says, above all of this now, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword
Lord.
Of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And
that's
Jessica,
how we
go.
Amen.
Amen.
And
just to support that.
Now, before we continue, Thomas, of the essence, let me just bring one more caller on, and then you can pick up where you left off, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey. Hey, Casey. How are you?
Hi, Casey. Hi.
Would you like to tell the call? Tell the listeners what you're thankful for, or give your testimony this evening?
Well, I don't know what to say, but amen.
All right.
Amen.
Listening, yes, that's right.
Amen.
Oh, God. I mean, I've been hearing everything just about with a lot. Well, honestly, when I called in, I heard so much spiritual language, and you know, I just had to pause for a minute and just suck it all in and just say thank you and thank you, God, and amen. And I kind of, you know, got a taste of, I guess somebody must have recovered like me from some type
of. It was me.
Who's me?
This is T, Casey.
Okay, so yeah, my sister. We have so much in common.
Amen.
And I kind of thought so, but I didn't want to assume. But yes, we come from that side of the fence, and thank God we're on this side of the fence to speak about it.
Amen.
Testify on it. You know, it's a cold thing because for me, you know, being and coming from triple darkness, and even for me, before the addiction occurred, you know, there were some behaviors there, you know, and I didn't know any better, you know. I grew up into, you know, this sort of thing that just had me corrupt, and then I grew older, me allowing it to corrupt my mind, and what I heard was programmed. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody can hear me when I emphasize the word yes, please reprogram your mind.
Yes.
Please recondition your mind.
Yes.
I'm 39 years old, and I know that's younger than most, but I'm older today to understand that you don't have to live that lifestyle anymore.
Amen.
You don't have to do that way anymore. You don't have to make it your solution, make it your reason.
Amen.
You know, it's not an excuse anymore. You know, this world today, you know, yes, we are worldly, but we don't have to be conditioned as
Amen.
The world.
That's right.
Amen.
Us is in this world, but not of it.
No,
right.
Not of it.
Amen.
You have to live it because we have to survive. And the word survive for me was I had to eat fast. I had to lay my head and figure out fast. I had to wear clothes, and because we're no longer butt naked, so I had to hurry up and dress fast.
Jesus.
I had to, you know, do certain type of things to survive and survive fast.
Yeah.
You know,
Amen.
I've been recovered and restored since April 2604 is my sobriety
Amen.
Date.
Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't an easy task. It was a job, and I'm still working each day spiritually, conditioning my mind to stay in the midst of God.
Amen.
You know, and I must put God in the midst of everything, whether it be my personal life, other people. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, testimony, you know, originally from North New Jersey, I came to California continuing third grade.
Jesus.
And
wow.
From third grade, I completed, but I slid.
Lord have mercy.
A week or two at a time from fourth grade to sixth grade. And I think, honestly, not bragging, and man, God knows I didn't want to ever tell nobody. I might have done maybe 30 days in sixth grade. And after that, the survival instincts had to start.
Amen.
And what I allowed God to do for me, what I didn't do for myself, was summer of sixth. I started college, Los Angeles City College. Cinema is my major. However, I did general ed. And I didn't allow myself to be literate. I could not go out like that, being illiterate and not just memorizing, because that's how I survived by memory. Obtained associate's degree.
Amen. Thank you.
2010, I have my associate's degree in arts. And will be my last semester, so I can move on to get my bachelor's.
Amen.
Nothing but God.
When
I look at from how far I've came, and I've obtained other certifications and things that I wasn't trying to do, you know what I mean? But God allowed God to move me, you know what I mean, to do things that I thought never could be done, because it can be done.
Yes, it can.
You know, I'm able to stand tall, literally, and stand tall spiritually, and allow to have God to keep moving me. You know, I have kids. I praise God for my kids. I thank God for them, but they have to have an experience too. But what we do as the older and own older generation. We got to lead by example. You know what I mean? I can tell you, but I'm going to show you. And see, God wants me to walk this walk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
God wants me to put my feet to the pavement and walk it.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The convenience is allow rubber meet the road, meaning maneuver in a car, yes. But see, I have to put my feet to the pavement and allow me to go through the grindstone. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And people want it, but they don't want to work for it. You have to work hard for it. You know what I mean? And it wasn't easy, but it gets better.
Amen.
Every day.
It gets better.
Amen.
You know, I go through hang-ups sometimes mentally, you know what I mean? But needing to say one more time, I have to recondition my mind and have God in the midst of every thought.
Yeah.
Every movement, every interaction with whomever. You know what I mean? And see, the schoolhouse don't understand I'm an addict or I'm a recovered addict. They don't care about that. What? You're not having a job. They don't care because you're a recovered addict.
Right.
Can
no,
you fulfill that need? You know what I mean? Okay, you praise God, yes, go to the bathroom, remove yourself, but then jump right back in. Whatever you got to do,
inside.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But jump back in because we are living the world of today.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
No.
So if I can give a message to anybody, my word is push.
Push. And pray. Something happened. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Would anyone, of course, time is of the essence, but it was a wonderful, wonderful show. Anyone like to give Casey any words of encouragement?
Well, yeah, I just had something.
There,
the author. I think you had something that you wanted to say before we took the caller.
Yes. A quick, fast, and in a hurry. This is so that everything that was said, I'm in total agreement with, but this is so we don't err. Job, the first and the second chapter, lets us know how we should respond when we're going through adversity. At the end of each chapter, the Bible says that Job did not sin against God with his lips, meaning he didn't curse God for nothing that happened to him.
That's right.
And then Psalms 35 says, weeping men do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Joy.
Now, this is the message that God gave me. Morning, the morning that the joy comes in is the MOURNING. In the midst of your troubles, you stop in the middle of that thing and you start praising God, and you watch joy that just kind of raining down upon you. That unspeakable joy we talked about earlier, that joy, that peace that surpasses all understanding, while you're going through, you should stop in the middle of that thing and start praising God because he's bringing you out. And you know you see victory ahead. You don't have to wait until you get to the finish line to say, I got victory. No, God says you can claim victory right now while you're in the middle of what you're going through.
Right.
So that's my words of encouragement to anybody, that when you're going through, don't get beat down on yourself about what you're going through.
Right.
God himself is on your side, the great I am.
Amen.
The great I am. And he said, he told Moses just to tell him, I am. He didn't say add nothing
that's
else to it, because I am covers everything. What do you want? I am.
Amen.
Who do you need? I am. Who do you need somebody to provide? I am. And joy comes in the morning. Right now, I don't have no problem with when I'm going through something. I'm going to be just joy, because we're peculiar people. That makes us apart. That's what makes you different from the world. The world is the one that had the pity party.
Amen.
They don't know where, they ain't got no hope. But we not more than hope. We got Jesus Christ. We got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He enables you to do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job. Amen. Let the help be the help. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
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 Anybody else?
Yes, I'm definitely like to say that's wonderful. Thank you all for being patient with me on today. This has been a really, really horrible day. Those who know me know I speak a lot more, but I thank God for the ministering to my soul from each and every caller, each and every leader. I thank God for you, Lavina, being patient with me. Sis, I know you probably felt like you were by yourself today, but I thank God for you in your patience. It's not easy to do what you did, sister. But just to encourage the callers and all the rest of them, just understand that when you tell God that you're ready to serve him and become his saint, you're going to tribulate. And this is going directly to me as well. Just because you chose God, Satan chose you. Just because you chose God, the more serious you get about God, the more serious Satan is going to get about you. And understand that Jesus never sinned, but he went through trials and tribulations and to be justified, glorified. So in order to be justified, glorified with him, you're going to go through that. But stand on Romans in chapter 8, 33 on down. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. So when God has told you yes, what that tells me, when God has already told you yes, it doesn't matter about a million or a billion no's. That one yes from God overrides them all. And then so you can stand on verse 38 of Romans 8, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
You're going to have to go through this. You're going to have to go through these deaths, these lies, all these things to be able to say this and stand on that measurable of faith you already been given to receive the glory of God and understand that all these things, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And y'all, I'm standing on that today at a time like this in my life. I thank God for each and every one of you, and those are my words of encouragement.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And my word of encouragement to you tonight is the word of God in Philippians 4:8-9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen me do, in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
So,
amen. Amen.
And if somebody would read you 24:25, somebody just read you 24:25 or just recite that thing. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Somebody.
Wow. I was trying to give a few minutes to see who was going to recite it.
I know about heart. I'm waiting for somebody to recite it.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty.
Now unto him.
Oh, yeah, 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling.
Come on.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Now and ever. Amen.
It's unto him. And he's able to present you faultless before his presence.
Yes.
And with exceeding joy. That's it.
So that's it. That is it. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It has been a wonderful show,
Yes.
Show.
Yes. Amen.
Man, you know, I must say, like, my spirit's been a little boggled, you know, for the last couple of days. But, you know, if there's one thing that I could just, you know, do is I just have to learn to release and let God take control.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
You know, I'm that person where I, you know, I'm quick to give advice, but I'm quick to listen to my own advice and listen to God first.
All right.
You know, and in life, I think that, you know, you have to release and let go. And as much as it might hurt you, you know, God knows what's best for you.
Amen.
You know, I'm going to ask that, you know, everyone continue to pray for one another. And whatever it is that they might be going through, just always pray for each other. And know that, you know, when you seek advice, you know, from people, you know, please make sure that you are able to accept the word that God is giving you. You know, that's important. You know, and you want to deliver it, you know, you you want to deliver it correctly, you know, to them, you know, because you don't judge anybody, but if you're giving them some information that's just not correct or that doesn't sit with your spirit, you know, I'm one that kind of got to just sit and meditate and pray on it. You know, with that being said, you know, I thank you all because all of you have, if you have uplifted me, you know, today was a rough day.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, I thank you, you know, my soul says thank you, you know, and it's an honor to have everyone on. Of course, everyone that's on, you guys know that you are welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, anytime. You're from 7 to 9, and you're more than welcome to join us. You don't have to be a special guest. You know, you can just come on and, you know, just speak the word. Whatever that's on your mind and in your heart that you want to share, just share.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
You know, always someone that probably has the same testimony that you have that just don't want to press one or that's afraid to press
that's
one.
That's right.
You know, the fact that everyone can press one and share their testimony is a wonderful thing to me.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes. Amen.
You know, on behalf of, you know, GQ Palace, I just want to thank everyone for joining us. Our special guest, you know, Pastor Butler. It was an honor.
Thank
it was
you.
An honor. You know, Minister Arthur is always an honor. You know, I don't have to say
that. God be the glory, y'all.
Yes. You know, and you know, Pastor Holland, you're always, you know, you're busy. You know, you're busy doing God's work all the time. But when you get the moment to join in, you do join in. And I want to thank you very much.
Amen.
I want to thank you. And please continue to pray for us, you know, here at GQ Palace. You know, all the callers and the listeners for joining us. And next time, you know, don't be afraid to press that one button. No one will judge you. We come together all in unity and on one accord.
Amen.
My soul says yes.
Amen. Amen.
You know, with that being said, everyone, I want to thank you guys for joining us. And please make sure you tune in next week, Sunday. Pastor Butler, was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I just want to tell you, Sister Lena, be encouraged on tonight, and just know that God, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
We want to say that no weapon formed, because remember the weapons are formed, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They're formed. But they shall not prosper in Jesus' name. So be encouraged, even Minister. Is that Mr. Stevens?
Minister Sanders.
Yes, be encouraged because you know we're not alone. I just really want to lift you up tonight, and we want to seal everything that was done tonight. That no word is lost. That if for everything fall, that every word that was released tonight in the atmosphere, that it fell on good ground.
Amen.
That you will see the harvest of what we have sown, that we all will see the harvest of the seeds that we've sown of love into the people of God tonight, life, because life was in this place tonight. The Holy Ghost
was
in here. And I tell you, I was everything that was said tonight, it was a confirmation. I'm telling you, God was in the midst of us tonight. And we're going to see, it ain't going to be no year later. No, you're going to see the turnaround this week.
That's
and just
right.
believe God this week. I'm telling
Amen.
You, expect
Amen.
It. Know that you're going to see the harvest from this labor on tonight. Just
oh
believe, just expect it in every one of our lives.
Amen.
It's not just for me, but
Amen.
everybody that was a part, listeners, whoever, you're going to see God's hand
Amen.
Tonight because
Amen.
Nobody was afraid
Amen.
To share. And that's
Amen.
What it's all about. We got to be a living testimony of
Amen.
What God has done for
right.
us. So be encouraged, and we steal it in the name of Jesus, everything right now, in Jesus' name, it is well. Thank you, God.
Amen.
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 Thank you all for joining us, and everyone, please have a safe and blessed and prosperous week.
Amen.
We look forward to speaking to everybody next week, Sunday. Have a blessed evening.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me.
could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around
could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? And I am here. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
One time we're gonna go past it. He is my Lord.
The reason why he sees me who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I am his.
It doesn't matter what I need.